Let's get real. Burnout isn't just about long hours. It's about feeling powerless. And if you ask most teachers why they're burned out, you'll hear the same five things over and over again. Let's get into these reasons and see if we can clearly identify what's at the root of this issue today on the Traveling Principal Show. Okay, guys, so let's get into the five biggest burnout triggers and offer some real strategies that can help shift the culture because this problem isn't just going away until we start to address it head on. So let's just begin. Overwhelming workload and a lack of time is your number one reason. Lesson planning, grading, emails, IEPs, meetings, phone calls, conferences, you name it, PD, it just never ends. High school teachers are teaching 6 out of 8 periods a day. Middle school, 6 out of 7 periods. Elementary, basically nonstop. They do not stop. When do they eat, those guys? When do they collaborate? How about call a parent? It's almost unrealistic. You see, teachers aren't lazy. They're overloaded, and they need a system that helps protect planning time, not add more time to their plates. I can help your school audit your schedule and instructional day for a built-in breathing room so teachers can actually plan, rest, and teach well. I sit down with your administration, we throw whatever we possibly can against the wall and see what sticks. It may disrupt your entire schedule, but what else are you gonna do? Number 2, lack of autonomy and micromanagement. Whoa. We teach kids to think critically, but teachers, we're often handed scripts. I've worked in both kinds of schools, right? Those that gave freedom and you could teach what you want, basically because they didn't have anything in place, and those that locked it down. Ironically, both led to some burnout because I never knew how to trust myself as a teacher. Compliance doesn't equal quality. Let me just say that again. Compliance doesn't equal quality. If teachers aren't trusted to think, they're gonna burn out trying to figure out how to do it right.
Come on, man.
I support administration in building systems that allow for professional voice and creativity while still hitting standards and district goals. I go around and I work with schools. I implement programs such as the OKR, the Objectives and Key Results system, the John Dory. Gotta try it. Let me know if you need help. Number 3. Student behavior and classroom management issues. Big one, real big one. Teachers are losing hours each day to behavior concerns and issues in their classroom, and they're not getting the support that they need. Administrators are running around constantly, but the cycle just seems to repeat itself. The main message I want to teach you here on this, in this regard, when we're talking about student behavior and classroom management issues, is behavior is trained, it's learned. So when it's out of control, we have to ask, are we teaching it? Teachers need training and systems that reinforce behavioral expectations consistently across your campus. I do work with school teams to design behavior plans, walkthrough routines, universal training models, and mindset training that puts support where it's needed most, back in the classroom. Number 4, toxic school culture and a lack of support. Whoa, ever walk into a staff lounge that's more negative than the student body? That vibe spreads and it hits new teachers the hardest. I hate to tell you that. Culture though, you guys, is not a buzzword. It's how people feel on your campus. And negativity without support guarantees burnout here. I do work with schools to build mentorship programs, positive staff routines, and communication systems that actually work without adding another meeting to your week. Think about that. Number 5, poor compensation and financial stress. Because let's be honest, teachers are broke. Many have side hustles just to survive. I myself had to do night school, coached, you name it. YABC, the Young Adult Borough Center, after school, right? That was after coaching and additional courses. And I even took a $30,000 pay cut to become a principal in a different state in my career. So I got a raise to a different position and $30,000 less in salary. We can't change state pay scales overnight, but we can acknowledge the stress and figure out a system to help teachers thrive despite it, whether it be through performance incentives, whether it be continuous communication. I have worked with schools to figure out how to address this type of a problem head on. I do think that leadership teams can design retention strategies and build community partnerships to support staff financially, but as well support them emotionally. So here's the hard truth, you guys. Burnout doesn't just happen, it's designed. But if we want to change the outcome, we have to redesign the system. If this hits home, reach out. I work with schools across the country to build cultures that retain, support, and re-energize your staff. Please subscribe or like this episode to the Traveling Principal Show. And let's change this conversation. Get this out to as many folks as you can. If you'd like to share it, that'd be awesome as well. So I did get a lot of feedback about this series that I'm putting out. A lot of teachers have been writing in and talking about just how I'm hitting home with this time of year, and this topic. If you'd like me to discuss anything, if you want to come on the show, let's riff, y'all. Give me a shout, joe@travelprincipal.com, and I would be more than willing to get you on here and let's riff about how we can make education better for everybody out there. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show and see you next time. The next episode, episode number 4, is going to be about the cost of negativity. And so we've talked about now the why. We've talked about the different kinds of burnout. And so let's start talking about the impact that this is having on schools. The very last episode in this series will revolve around solutions. And I can't wait to get into that one.